Good morning. It's 7:35 a.m. on Thursday the 9th of October. Yeah, just checking. 48 degrees, mostly cloudy. The Weather Service calls it intermediate clouds, but right at the moment it's mostly cloudy. There's a pretty gray looking cloud deck coming in over the mountains as I'm walking along here. And yeah, it's kind of cool, but it's not chilly. A lot of the trees are turning. Oh my goodness, a lot of the trees are turning. Thanks so much to everybody for their kind words of support and suggestions. It really does help. Anita's list of 8 rituals was really kind of cool, and I like them. I like, probably not going to take all of them, but I started working, and while it's true, Darren pointed out that trying to diagnose yourself by reading a book is kind of dumb, but the reality is I'm not trying to diagnose myself by reading a book. I'm reading the handbook that my therapist uses. And we'll be going back over this ground with her on Monday. So yeah, it's possible that I don't actually have ADD, ADHD. But there's an awful lot of the stuff that strikes very, very close to home. And the difficulty, of course, is that I've been under a really overwhelming depression and crushing stress for a couple years now. So managing those is also an important aspect. But the reality is also that with an underlying ADHD, those are less conditions of themselves, but symptoms of a deeper problem. And if I ignore the possibility of ADHD, then I'm kind of in denial, because there are so many of the hallmarks that I have exhibited, not just over the last couple of years, but over my whole life. That was noisy. So some of the things that have already been suggested as treatment are probably just things that I need to be doing anyway, even if I don't have ADHD, even if this is sort of a rabbit hole that is going to bottom out here in a day or so. But some things like having some deadlines, having some tasks lists to keep me focused on the tasks, and having a schedule to accomplish them. These are all, and having some feedback mechanism to reward myself for having done them. These are all things that I know work for me. They're things that worked for me at the beginning of the year in a spectacular fashion. If I look back at the first few months of the year on my big calendar on the wall and go, wow, that's a lot. And it was. But it was also working on a relatively rigid schedule. It was working on a very defined task list. I didn't find myself sitting there at noon thinking, oh, I probably should put this game down and go do some work. That was something that happened at 9 in the morning. And quite frequently, resulted in things that, outcomes, excuse me, that made me feel better about myself and the world in general. So, even if I don't have ADHD, I think building the structure, which is something I've been talking about for weeks now, is getting the structure rebuilt. The walk is one of my morning rituals. I'm going to add a couple of things to my morning ritual. For example, the turning on of the light to signal that I'm working. I haven't used my desk light since February. And it shows. There's this thing about intent. And I haven't been very intentional for a very long time. And there's, you know, there's good reason for it. It's also past history, so it's not something I'm going to beat myself up for. Instead, I'm going to take the, okay, how do we do something different? Rather than getting to the end of the day and saying, oh, I did the same thing I did yesterday and that didn't accomplish a goddamn thing. And rather than do that again today, I'm going to try to do something different and hope for a different outcome. And I think it's almost inevitable that if I do something different, then I will have a different outcome. I started looking at Habit RPG to see about, you know, whether or not that tool might be useful. And it looks like a little bit of fun. The problem is that I can't allow the oversight functions, the calendars, the schedules, to-do list, I can't allow that to become all I do. I spent too many years managing projects and too many years teaching project management to overlook the reality that if you let it, project management, planning can take over actual doing. And so there has to be a certain balance between how much do you plan, how much do you status, how much do you update, and how much do you actually work. So having to-do lists, having schedules, having set hours in the day, it's like, okay, 9 to 11, and I was going to do, I usually do 9 to 3, but the problem is the kid gets out of school at 1:30, so that breaks that afternoon up. And I think what I'm going to have to do is something like 12 to 1, or maybe I'll do 9 to 12 instead of 9 to 11, so I'll get a 3-hour block of work time, production time, in the morning, and then maybe take a break at noon and come back and do something else in the afternoon when I get the kid home from school. And the evenings are pretty, I'm trying to leave the evenings pretty well free form. There are a couple activities that I like to do in the evening that only can happen in the evening. There's a couple of days a week that I go into Second Life and play trivia for an hour. It's part of a larger social group. I need to spend more time reading. So perhaps that's what I'll do in the afternoon, or maybe that's what I'll do on my lunch break, is read. I just need to be more mindful. I need to be working on, instead of speeding things up, slowing things down so that I'm more mindful of what I'm doing and where I'm going. This walk in the morning is one of the mindful things. It's easy for me to get on a rant and start talking and then overlook what's around me, the rocks here. Prairie dogs. I just made the eastern turn. It's interesting. The thistle plants, the ones that were so prevalent here, all knocked down just the thistle plants, not the grass around them, just the plants. Interesting, apparently the trunks gave out and they just tilted over to their own weight. All trash. Monk post. So being mindful, I ordered some tea. Speaking of mindful, making a second and third pot of coffee. As much as I enjoy the second and third pot of coffee, is probably not helping a great deal. And I really make strong coffee. I make very, very strong coffee. So my caffeine levels are really quite high. And then, of course, I'm addicted, so the withdrawal symptoms are pretty strong. That doesn't necessarily interfere with my sleep, but that cycle is not helping, I don't think. So I'm going to try to smooth that out a little bit. I'm not going to give up coffee. I'm still going to have my coffee in the morning. But I ordered a bunch of different teas. My wife is particularly fond of Golden Monkey, so I ordered some of that. And I ordered a bunch of samplers. Did I order peppermint or spearmint? I think I ordered spearmint. I like spearmint tea. I like it better than peppermint tea. It has a... I like the bite better. Peppermint always has that sort of candy taste to it. It doesn't agree with me much. I don't like that. Also got some other samples of some other kinds of tea. I got rooibos. I got a couple different flavors of rooibos. The standard straight-up roy and then a vanilla roy. So we'll try those, because they actually don't have caffeine. And making a pot of tea in the afternoon was one of our regular afternoon traditions, part of the day. It's like while I was fixing dinner, I'd make a pot of tea. We would have a pot of tea when my wife got home from work, on the days that she went to work. And then when she stopped going to work regularly and then finally stopped going to work altogether, that's one of the traditions that sort of went by the boards. But I'm also working at Google Calendars. And Brand pointed out they have a to-do list, a task list, that can be tagged to dates for delivery. So I've got a to-do list, and I start filling it out on doing these paperbacks. As much as I want to write new work, the reality is that the baggage of these old works is dragging me down. I'm looking at my calendar, looking at my board, and thinking, I haven't done anything. And then I get down on myself for not having done anything. And these are things that I can do relatively quickly. And what I plan to do is I'm going to get the double share galley uploaded today. Well, tomorrow. The deadline for it is tomorrow. And then I've got all the rest of the paperbacks lined up to get the galley proofs over the next 3 weeks. So by the end of the month, I will have, if I stay on task, I'll have the galleys for all the paperback books. And then next month I can think about, well, maybe I'll do some recording, do some new writing. November's coming. NaNoWriMo was historically a really successful time for me because I'm able to tell everybody it's NaNoWriMo, go away. And that's a habit I need to develop. So perhaps that's something I can do. See how that works out. Good morning. Good morning. Nice lady. So yeah, if I'm, one of the things that has worked, and these are all things that I know work for me, even if I don't have ADHD, I know these things work. So doing these are good things to do regardless of what the medical condition might be. So I'm feeling a little more upbeat. I was having a little bit of a hard time, you probably could tell. It's like, oh, come on, something else I have to deal with? Really? Now I've got ADHD, now I'm going to have to take another pill? Is this going to be a morning pill I have to take in the morning? So now I've got to get another pill minder. Another prescription. I sound like a cranky old man, which is, when you think about it, actually not an unfair description. In a few days, I'm going to be 62. Yeah, that's one of those odd things. It's like, really? 62? How'd I get so old? And of course, we had dinner with my father-in-law the other day. Lunch with his father-in-law. And now he's 80-something. Still driving his camper across country. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a new friend.
Dog sitting.
Dog sitting. Good morning, good morning. So I'm moving across the end of the park. I've turned north. Pretty nice. The trees aren't all changed here. There's more water in the ground here because of the retention pond. But oddly, the ones that are changed the most are the ones closest to the pond. Interesting. Well, there's a half-breed Siamese cat sitting there in the grass. I didn't notice him until he moved. The big cottonwood tree here on the end of the park is turned mostly yellow across the top. Lower branches are still kind of green. The bushes, the shrubberies are all pretty red. Oh, there's a, is that a crabapple tree? Might be. Flowering crab, it's completely red. It's really dark, 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 like almost black, red. It's quite striking. I'm gonna get out with the loppers and turn back some of these sports before they get too big. Maybe I'll add a day of yard work, an hour of yard work to my weekly calendar. Put it on my habit RPG. I've got it checked out at the moment. I'm not actually doing the habits yet. I'm still kind of on the fence about it because I really don't need another task to do. But the Google Calendar and task list seems to fit pretty well so far. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know how it goes. But at the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.